Underground Opry going on at Crowfoot Saturday night with Pat V, the Dead Elvis, and Baby Miller and his four, his ten fours. Oh, that's a radio. Larry McCrae has a great show happening Saturday night. If you like blues, he's going to be at the Harbor House down in Greektown on Clinton Street. And the Twistin' Tarantulas have a show at Cadillac Jack's. And again, that's a no-cover show, but I didn't find out where Cadillac Jack's is. If you Google or go to Facebook page for Twistin' Tarantulas, you'll get the information there. The Old Miami has a great show Saturday night, and that's in the area where they're going to be doing that light show. They've got the High Strung, Dark Red, and Walkin' Beat. Also, Saturday night at PJ's Lager House is Ghost Heart, Paper Sound, Rex Antenna, and the Filters. But I wanted to tell you something about the song I'm playing right now, George Bedard. He's got a CD he's going to be recording live at Callahan's on October 12th, so you've got a week to think about it. George Bedard is playing in the background right now. And they're doing a live recording at Callahan's next Saturday night. And their tickets are available at the Callahan site because they're going fast. If you want to be part of a live recording of a CD for George Bedard, who hasn't put one out in several years, you might want to check him out at Callahan's October 12th. Let's give him a listen as we get ready for Bobby Electric here on the Motor Live Drive. On WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Another thing I wanted to remind you about is down at the U Detroit Cafe every Monday night, our own Mr. White hosts the Detroit Blues Party. If you're a guitar player, a harmonica player, play an instrument of any kind, and you've got the blues, join Mr. White down at the Detroit Blues Party Monday night at the U Detroit Cafe. It's no cover, and it's a jam. You never know what you're going to have. We're going to bring down George Bedard playing Pipeline and bring up the Studio J where we have in-house Bobby Electric. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready. And as the almighty Margaret says, we have the Bobby Electric right here in the studio today. Bobby Electric, are you there?
No.
We
Ah, there we go.
Yikes.
Now that's just nasty.
Yes, now we're back.
Whatever that was.
All right.
No, thank you.
Hello, Bobby. You're on the air. You're ready to go. Put that telephone down.
Yeah. I'm turning it off as we speak.
All right.
So there's no interference.
Well, that's what they say.
No smoking on campus, no telephones on campus.
At least not in the studio.
In the studio.
Not for the next hour.
All right.
All right. As we said, we have the Bobby Electric here in the studio. Are you there, fellas?
Yes.
Give a big holler. Come on.
Hey. Oh, yeah. We're here.
All right.
Well, that's enthusiastic.
All right. Now, what is the Bobby Electric going to start off with today?
We are going to start off with a little medley we like to call the Metal Not Metal / Nail It medley.
Yeah. Take it away and nail
it now.
Is everybody ready? Here we go.
Ready?
Okay, here we go.
We'll be right back.
we have Bobby Electric right here in the studio today. In fact, Mr. Electric, would you like to introduce your band?
Sure. Sure. I'm Mr. Electric, obviously, on guitar and some vocals. And then we've got Ryan Roy over here on the bass and vocals.
Hey, everybody.
That's him with the sultry, deep voice.
That's me.
And then we've got Mr. Will Van Etten, the three, on the drums. See? That was him.
And your name's not really Bobby Electric, is it?
No, my name is not really Bobby Electric. In fact, our band is really called The Bobby Electric, not Bobby Electric.
So you really
don't... any confusion. We get that confusion a lot.
All right.
I think it's a name, but really it's the name of the band.
All right. You don't have any Bobbies in the band at all.
There's no Bobbies. No middle names of Bobbies. No first names. No last names.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, we're going to have to ask about that later.
Yeah. Maybe we'll divulge our secrets.
Maybe.
You got something else for us now?
Oh, yeah. This song is called It's a Mistake. It is one of our least played songs off of our record that we put out earlier this year.
Very different sound than your first medley.
Yes, we like to spread it around, as they say.
All right, well, you've got...
Ryan, will you talk?
No. Sure, yeah.
Ryan's going to talk, too.
Okay.
Okay, well, please do. In fact, what kind of influence does the Bobby Electric cover?
I'm speechless all of a sudden. I like to answer this question by saying that... you know, everybody listens to tons of bands, everything like that, but mostly it's the people that you grow up with and learn how to play music with, and that's the situation in the Bobby Electric. You know, we teach each other things, and we are our biggest influence.
Well,
what a great answer.
You guys are very vague because on your Facebook page it says about, and it says the Bobby Electric are about the band that you've been waiting for since 1993.
Yeah, that was something I concocted one night that had the idea that we are trying to bring back a little 90s flavor to the world today. This music has been lousy for the last 15 years, in my personal opinion. So when we write our tunes, we kind of think like, man, when 1993 and seventh grade were here, this is what I wanted to hear. And it's a totally different world. So maybe we sound like that, maybe we don't, but that's what we're going for the most part.
Indeed.
All right. Yeah. So the kids will love it.
Yeah, maybe. The kids. the kids of class of 1999, maybe.
Okay.
I hear that as anti-emo.
Yeah. Alan says he hears that as anti-emo.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. So we've got this little recording project that we've been working on the last couple of months.
Oh, yeah?
And it's approximately a 5-song EP at this point. We put out a record earlier in January of 2012, earlier this year, called It Was Hard to Meet You. That was our first release, our first full-length foray into the Bobby Electric world, I guess.
In fact, is that available anywhere?
It is. We have it on our Bandcamp site. We have it not on our Bandcamp site, and we have it in my van, but we're actually sold out of physical copies. So
there's a couple of retailers that have the
physical copies. Found Sound and UHF Records in Royal Oak and or Ferndale and Royal Oak respectively have a few copies of our physical CD left.
So if the kids rush down, they might be able to pick that up.
They might maybe be able to do so.
All right,
maybe. All right, so
but you're working on a new project.
The new project that we're working on is what I was going to segue into this next song. This next song is from the 5-song recording project to be titled later. This is called Springsteen at this moment. It's going to change titles eventually. But all right, you guys remember how this one goes? All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
We got Bobby Electric in the house, or the Bobby Electric.
Get it right, Margaret.
All right. Now tell me, you're working on a new project that that song is part of.
Yeah.
Well, where are you recording this at?
We are actually recording it at my personal own basement studio.
Whoa.
Red Wiggler Recording is the name of it. And over the last many, many years, I've been collecting recording equipment. And I went to school for recording and all that good fun stuff. And we've gotten to the point where now we have enough stuff that we can make our own records.
All right.
So the first record that we made, It Was Hard to Meet You, we made at my basement. And we're going to make the next one here too.
Red Wiggler Recording, right?
Red Wiggler Recording, yeah. There's a Bandcamp page. There's a Facebook page. All that good stuff. A couple of my friends' bands have recorded with me. Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band.
Ooh.
Chances Are, the Cat Basement, and most recently the band Fuller, who is my buddy Matt and his band of thieves out in Howell.
All right, and he's been tuning his guitar as he's telling us all
That's
this.
Right.
So he does that because he cares.
Yeah, because I care, and because this next two songs are in a different tuning.
Oh, well.
We are a band of different tunings here, this Bobby Electric, and we'd like to show the world different ways to do things.
Show me, Bobby, show me.
Okay, Bobby will show you now. All right, let's do... This song is called This New Regime. It is off of the It Was Hard to Meet You LP, CD, LP. Full length. You guys ready?
Thank you.
right. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
We haven't played that one in a while either.
Because Bill hates it.
Well, we don't put a mic on the drummer, so.
Yeah, good thing.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
I'm not going to say it. We had this idea at first that we were only going to let Bill talk. Because Bill is a very serious young man, and he would have a difficult time in this kind of situation because he would only give facts and straight-up answers.
And he's got very serious drums back there.
And he does have very serious drum kit.
It's serious.
And he's got a number after his name. That's impressive.
That's a dude that you don't want to mess with. You got to watch out for guys with numbers after their names. Will Van Etten the Three.
Okay, your record label is called the Red Wiggler Recordings.
Brian, will you talk?
Sure, yeah, it sure is.
We were looking. Well, we're switching out some equipment here.
Well, we've got
Okay, so your CD that is no longer available except for as a download has a rather unusual photo on the front.
And, yeah, indeed it does. Yeah.
can you kind of explain? It looks like a man with a trained bear sitting on a woman.
Well,
but I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah,
it is pretty accurate, but just the way that you just said it made it sound a little bit. different than we had envisioned it.
Well, think of it, that bears in a good way.
Yes, yeah. In a good way. This particular woman is a friend of ours that she's into people sitting on her. So one day, about 70 years ago, we put this bear on her. And she was into it. I mean, she stayed. I mean, there's a couple of those pictures in like a series. And we have them all hanging up in our studio, and her name's Helena, and she's been around for quite a while, but she's into weird stuff like that. I don't know how else to explain it.
And when you have your own record label, you can do whatever you want.
That's right, until we get sued. Because the guy in the back, there's the guy in the back on the right-hand side. He is actually someone who... like someone else that we just spoke with a few minutes ago, does not like to appear in photography. So this guy had not signed a release for the photo to be used.
Oh, okay, so we won't talk about it.
I didn't even notice him back
there. Yeah, he's back there.
He's hidden. He doesn't like to be seen.
Sitting back there leaning against the wall, but it's trouble.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I was going to ask a fairly serious question.
Okay.
Ooh.
I know that might upset you, but who's the main songwriter in this band?
Well, I guess I'd have to say that Mr. Electric is the main songwriter of this band. And on the first record, Mr. Electric was. He took care of the duties for most of it. But the record after the one that we're recording right now is a record that the three of us, 33 and a third, are each contributing equal percentages of songwriting.
All
so
right.
We're excited about that. It's going to be totally different than the first two.
All right. Is it going to come out on vinyl?
It will come out on vinyl, as a matter of fact. Yes. We have plans in the way right already.
Well,
it's going to be another 18 months, but yeah, exactly. Another play on 33 and a third. Alan, if I'm allowed to say your name on air, can
you
churn my vocals down? This mic seems to be a lot hotter. Okay, thanks.
All right.
We're going to play another song now,
please,
if
do.
That's all right.
You'll please do.
And this song is, again, off of our It Was Hard to Meet You LP CD digital release. It's called The Clot, and it is about a girl I once knew, not the girl from the picture.
Good? All right.
We're tuned.
Mm-hmm.
very different.
Yeah, we like to be different.
Yeah.
I mean, we like to change it up. We like to be dynamic. We like to, you know, like there's one of Ryan and I's favorite bands is a band called Ween, W-E-E-N, Ween. They are now defunct, but they, growing up, were one of our favorite bands, and they have a country record, they have a rock record, they've got a lo-fi basement recording, nasty psychedelic record, they've got four-track recordings that sound like they were made out of a video game console, everything. It just, we like to mix it up like that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Speaking of mixing it up, you're going to be part of a show that's out at Crowfoot on October 26th where local bands play the part of, or play as if they are other bands.
That is correct, yes. Super excited about it. It's called The Creepy Cheapy. It's bound to be fun. I've heard super great things about it. And
I think this is the fifth year they've done it.
You might be right about that, yeah.
At least.
Yeah. It's been going on for a while. I encourage everybody to come and check it out. It's super fun.
And can you tell us who you're going
to
be?
We're going to play as Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
Not familiar, Margaret?
No, I have to admit, no.
Queens of the Stone Age is a modern rock band from, I guess, the late 90s until now. They're currently active. They, the lead songwriter, main guy in the group, used to be in a California desert metal kind of stoner rock band called Caius. And they now became Queens of the Stone Age, and they've been around for quite a while.
Yeah,
you're missing out.
check it out, Margaret.
When you do an event like this, do you get to pick what band you play, or do they dictate that?
In this case, we got to pick what band we wanted to play.
Okay.
And not just because I work there. It was kind of like a few months ago, a bunch of, you know, everyone would start, you know, the word would get out and say, okay, they're booking for Creepy Cheapy this year. So if you want to do it, you need to let so-and-so know. And then they put everybody on a list and they choose, you know, like, what is that, Citizen Smile or Citizen Zero or Citizen Somebody is doing Katy Perry. There's a wide plethora arrangement.
Oh yeah,
of
the Beggars
Cornucopia.
Are being Quiet Riot.
Yeah, Quiet and, Riot. The Bars of Gold, our personal friends of ours, are doing Bruce Springsteen. So I mean, there's a lot of different stuff going
the
on.
The Ashleys are
going
to be doing Prince.
Yeah, the Ashleys doing Prince is going to
be
wicked.
That'll
be
interesting.
Fantastic.
The Ashleys are kind of friends of ours as
they're
well.
They're going to be in next week.
They're coming here.
Oh yeah, I just saw that actually on the post that Margaret made earlier today.
All right.
And our other good, not a really good friend of mine, but Liz from Letter Camp next month.
Yes.
I know those guys a little bit. I've done sound for them maybe once or twice.
Okay. Do you have any other upcoming shows?
We actually do not. We took this month of October 2012 to knuckle down, bear down on, upon ourselves, and do this Queens of the Stone Age thing right. We have a friend of mine named Ryan Thomas will actually be joining us as well as the second guitarist. And I just wanted to make sure I mentioned his name. But this is the only thing that we are doing in the month of October.
All right.
So, and the November things that I have are honestly kind of still in the works. So, wow. Oscillating Fan Club, if you're out there listening, Pierce, call me back.
And people can get your updates on things like that if they become friends with you on Facebook?
Yeah, and Facebook is unfortunately the number one way to get a hold of us and hear anything about us. We also, Ryan made us get a Twitter, so we do have a Twitter at @T_BobbyElectric. Whatever it is, at, or, you know, I don't know even how to say it.
That sounds complicated, man. Did I do that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Ryan can tell us all about that.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Twitter for a second, dude?
No, because I don't really, we never use it, right?
Yeah, we never use it. I update it every once in a while just to send my buddy James notes.
The Facebook.
Facebook. And, I love your t-shirt, the Bobby Electric, electrifying t-shirt.
Yeah. It's a nice, different style t-shirt. It's a brown shirt with electric blue lettering.
Ooh.
And We did. We went the alternative route rather than just getting a black shirt with our name on it, or you know, a picture of Godzilla or whatever.
Because you are an alternative band.
That's right, alternative.
Okay. All right, I think we've switched out the equipment and we're ready for another song.
I would say me and my five-string guitar are ready to go. How are you guys doing over here?
Good.
Bill says, thumbs up, man. Let's do it. This next song is technically called Untitled, but I call it the Super Long Lots of Parts song. And that's in quotation marks in case you're keeping track. All right. It's a new one, again, off of our upcoming five-song EP.
the Bobby Electric right here on the Motor Live Drive.
And that
five.
Was the super long Lots of Parts song?
That's when I do the demos, I just record them by myself in the basement, and I will write down a note that reminds me what that particular song is. So this one was super, super long, Lots of Parts song, and I made it all one word, and it was kind of goofy in the iTunes. I said, what the heck?
All right.
That was close.
Okay.
That was real close. Well. Anyway, so we have one song left on our set list here. So we have 10 minutes. What do you guys want to do, play two songs or talk more?
Let's not talk.
I do want to mention one thing. We've got someone online named Paul said the bass player sounds really hot.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if that means sound-wise.
If that's in the mix, sounds hot, or if his mustache sounds hot.
Yeah, it's probably the mustache and the mix. How much of my mustache is in the mix right now?
Pauly, is that you at work leaving notes like that?
Well,
that's funny.
In that case,
wow, what is that?
We'll
have
oh,
now we got
more.
A little buzz.
Yeah. Is that your drum throne? Weird.
Okay,
Bill has
so.
Officially not said one single word during the performance.
Nice
he just you. Shook his head and said, mm-mm.
Well, one thing we might ask you guys is, what are you guys playing today?
Really?
I know you got a okay. Fender guitar.
Yeah, I
what
am.
Kind
and,
of?
I am a jazz master, man. A Fender jazz master connoisseur. No, I shouldn't say connoisseur. Collector. I collect them. I like them. One of my favorite bands is a band called Sonic Youth, and as you can see with the shirt that I'm wearing, they inspired me to only play this kind of guitar, and it works out well for me so far. The
All right.
last two or three
And what
years,
are you playing but, that through?
I actually have my Vox AC-15 today, and a bevy of guitar pedals. For fun and delay and noise and whatever. And
right.
Ryan has a nice Fender bass, too, that he would like to tell
I
you
do.
About.
Yeah, I
Excuse me.
Have a Fender jazz bass, indeed. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
what,
black.
Is it what? Is it a signature model? Or?
It sure is, yeah.
And what do you normally
oh,
play
is.
That through?
Normally I have a big, ugly, heavy heart key. Stack that I plug it into. Today I just have a little box.
All right, and could you guys describe those drums over there? They are purple.
They are. they're purple, and there's a bunch of them, and they say what? Pearl?
They're pearl.
Yeah, pearl.
I think export.
Oh, export.
Select.
Ooh.
Export select. Yes.
And he does have a scaffold around him.
It looks like a spaceship. Yes, like it's a drum rack. I guess is the proper name to call it, but it sure as heck does us right. He wails on those things,
mm-hmm.
as you can probably tell, but it's actually a lot easier to take apart and put together. And he introduced us to that method of drum doing, I guess.
All right, and since you're a drummer yourself.
I am. I have another band called All the Wild Children, at least. Wow.
So, where did that go?
Wow.
Yeah. Are we back? Alan.
Yeah.
You guys need to quit buying Behringer gear.
Well, we took that out a long time ago.
Yeah. I have another band called All the Wild Children, and I play drums in that. And we were actually just here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we are actually now, I don't want to say defunct, but we are taking a break for a moment. And rearranging what we're doing.
All right.
So we're excited to get back to writing and come up with some new stuff, and it's going to be good. I'm excited. So this last song is it's our single, I would say.
Whoa.
It's called I Hate Echoes, and it's from the It Was Hard to Meet You LP CD full-length digital release, blah, 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 blah.
That you can pick up on Bandcamp.
Available on Bandcamp, as well as probably Facebook somehow or another.
Other stuff, yeah.
Yeah, there's... Oh, actually, we bought this whole thing, this digital distribution package, which everyone, if you know what I'm talking about on Reverb Nation, you pay X amount of dollars and you they send it to Google, they send it to Yahoo, they send it to iTunes, they send it to here, they send it to there, and so you can actually search Bobby Electric, It Was Hard to Meet You, in Google, and it'll come. You can buy it on iTunes, you can buy it on
Well, you're not going to buy it here, but you can get it.
You're going to get it.
Yeah.
You're going to get it.
Well, why don't we,
if
why do
you
we,
would like.
Why don't we get it right now?
All right. Get it. Got it. Good.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is use my phaser pedal today. Thank you.
the Bobby Electric right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Catch them as... Who are you going to be again?
Queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age at the Cheapy Creepy show at the Crowfoot Ballroom. What day is that?
It is Friday, October 26th.
All right.
Or 24th.
Well, nope, the 26th.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming up next week. Thank you guys for
having us. All right.
Hey, it's been a lot of fun. Next week, we've got the Ashleys and Passalacqua coming up on the live drive at 5. It's going to be a split show. So
all right.
Should be an interesting night. Stay tuned for the radio drama. Thanks again to Bobby, the Bobby Electric.
Thank you, Margaret.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly